Hello again, friend. It's been a while. And this meditation has many applications. Once you've sat down for a few minutes to reflect, what is it in your life today, these days? In your work, in your coping with the virus restrictions, your relationships, money, personal health, the demons within and without. This is a lovely little meditation aimed at not pushing away, not fighting, not wishing it were otherwise, but to do what may seem a paradox, a contradiction. The practice of welcoming everything. Just imagine yourself at the door. Somebody or someone or something pushing and knocking and banging against your front door, and you desperately pushing back, leaning into the door, trying to keep it locked, keep yourself safe. What if you were to say, "Wait a minute, I'll get the key." Relax. And open the door to let whatever bothers you, whatever is troubling, whatever is weighing on your heart, to just stand there without a job to do, without any pushing, caught off guard just as you are. And as the poet says, come in, take bread, take wine. Take a seat. So with that in mind, let's see how that might work. So if you haven't already, sit quietly, still, upright. Or if you're lying down, feel the full length of your body being held up, your hands lying comfortably to either side of the body or crossed over your belly or your heart. And if you're sitting, sit upright. Upright meaning be present. Be fully aware, or as fully as you possibly can, of this moment. Here I am sitting, here I am lying. Paying attention to what's going on inside of my heart, inside of my mind, inside of my body. Just quietly becoming aware of what goes on once you draw the curtains, once you close your eyes. And you take on the position or the posture of an observer, a quiet investigator. And the busyness of the mind, the aches and weariness of the body, the full weight of the heart, memories of the day gone by, things you've read, things you've heard, time you've spent alone or in isolation. Notice your breath. Just a natural breath without any effort of making it one way or another. neither deep breath nor short breath. Just the breath, the way it flows, the way the body breathes itself. You could start with a long exhale, a sigh. Repeat again and again, three times at your own pace. Slow and long. Leave your mouth open on the exhale. And listen to the sound. The sound of something escaping, something exiting, somebody departing, something flowing out. One more long exhale. And now one more, and notice how at the end of the out-breath, when your mouth is open, your jaw may be soft, may be fixed, at the end of the out-breath there is a pause. And savor that pause before the body naturally inhales again. Okay? Exhale. Pause. And there comes the in-breath. Now this will go differently for you and for me, and for you and for me 5 minutes from now. So just know that any time you wish, either during this meditation, or even better afterwards, you practice these long sighs, these long exhales that ring out. And the breath escapes, and when there's no more breath, there's still silence. And then without effort, notice the breath coming back in, filling the lungs once more. Now reflect on something that's in your life. I've already alluded to, something you wish wasn't there, would go away, would get better, would be less, would be more. Just one aspect. In my case, as I mentioned in the introduction, it's about, I wish I was well again. I wish I was strong again. I wish I was no longer tired all day long. I wish I wasn't. I wish, I wish, I wish. We know that much of suffering comes from wishing things to be other than what they are. It's just part of what it means to be a human being. It's part of our normal way. Always wanting, wishing, hoping, expecting even, feeling entitled, or simply just saying, isn't it about time this would happen, or this would cease to happen? So pick one of those items. For me it is, I wish I was healthy again. And you pick yours. Whatever comes to mind first, there might be several candidates. Just pick one that seems to stick up its hands, his hand, saying, pick me. Okay, just briefly give it a name, give it a 2-3 word description. It's about this. It's about that. Don't worry about the possibility or impossibility of it changing any day soon. Who knows? Everything seems to be in change this day, in constantly changing, being unpredictable from one day to another. So why not our situation? Why not yours? And then, once you have identified an item, a condition, give it a welcome. Follow the instructions the ancients have taught. Welcome everything. Push away nothing. So in my case, it might be welcome the desire to be well. Or welcome my illness. Ooh. Sometimes it helps to turn things around a little bit and look for the opposite. Turn things around until you say, oh, that's it. That's the one that's bothering me. That's the one that's causing my suffering. I'll just be quiet for a few minutes while you identify and play with the wording or the sensation of this thing, this circumstance, this phenomenon, and then add to it the phrase, welcome. Because there it is, and you're simply saying, I know you're there. I welcome your presence. Doesn't mean that I like it necessarily, or it might mean that I want you to be away, go away. It doesn't mean that I like it or I want it to stay. It's simply, here you are in this moment and I'm welcoming you. I'm giving up resisting and fighting and pushing back. Go ahead. Welcome everything. Push away nothing. Welcome. Welcome everything. And if it somehow this doesn't work for you, then maybe welcome that. Welcome impatience. Welcome reluctance. Welcome resistance. Whatever arises in your awareness, welcome it. Be gentle, be kind. You're welcoming an aspect of yourself in this moment. Welcome it wholeheartedly. Welcome impatience, welcome sadness, welcome delight, welcome hope, welcome faith, welcome everything. Welcome imperfection. Welcome brokenness. Welcome heartache. Welcome illness. Welcome loneliness. Welcome this moment's awareness. May you be at ease. May all beings be at ease.